Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue discussing a typical morning in the Beis HaMikdash. At this point in our discussions, morning has not yet arrived in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not even dawn. All of the Kohanim who are working today in the Beis HaMikdash have already been to the mikvah and to the bathroom, and they've all washed their hands and their feet at the kior, at the wash basin. The ashes have been removed from the top of the outer Mizbeach, and all of the fires on top of the Mizbeach have been set up, they've been lit, and now the Kohanim are standing in the Lishkas HaGazis. As we've discussed in previous FMMs, the Lishkas HaGazis is the room just to the north of the Mizbeach, where the Sanhedrin sits during the day, but it's also used for the lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash. And we've already discussed the lottery in general, the Pais, and how the lottery works. If you'd like to hear that FMM again, it's the FMM entitled The Korban Tamid Part 4, The First Lottery. Please WhatsApp me privately if you would like me to resend that to you. In any case, there are four lotteries each morning in the Beis HaMikdash, and we've already discussed the first lottery of the day, the lottery that determines who would perform Trumas Hadeshen, removing the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach. And now the Kohanim take place in the second lottery of the day. This lottery will determine 13 avodos for the Korban Tamid. Those jobs don't take place just yet. Remember, at this point, it's not even dawn in Yerushalayim, but this lottery will determine 13 jobs that will take place soon about the Korban Tamid. There are more jobs on Shabbos and Yontif, but during the week there are 13 jobs decided now. And the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph lists all 13. We will discuss them in more detail, Amir Tzashem, when we get to them in the Avoda, but for now, very briefly, this lottery will determine, number one, who will shecht the Korban Tamid, number two, who will sprinkle the blood of the Korban Tamid, number three, who will remove the ashes from the inner golden Mizbeach, number four, who will remove the ashes and set up the menorah and prepare it for lighting. Numbers 5 through 10 are six jobs given to six different Kohanim that'll determine who will take up various parts of the Korban Tamid after it's been shechted. And again, we will, in the future, Mitzvah Hashem, discuss each one of those jobs. That's 5 through 10. Number 11 is which Kohen will take the fine flour, the soles, that is brought with the Korban Tamid. Number 12, who will take the chavitin? That's the special Korban Mincha of the Kohen Gadol that's brought every day in the morning and in the evening. And number 13, who will bring wine to the Mizbeach, which is also brought with every Korban Tamid. So those are the 13 avodos decided by this second lottery before dawn in the Beis HaMikdash. And again, these jobs have not yet happened. All we've done so far is choose who will do all of these jobs when the time comes, which we will see is pretty soon. In addition, I should clarify that the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidin Musafin Perek Dalid Halacha Vav says that this second lottery, this second pais, was only one pais. There were not 13 different lotteries for the 13 different jobs we just talked about. Rather, the Kohen who wins the lottery performs the first avoda, that's Shechita, and the Kohen to his right performs the second avoda, sprinkling the blood. The next Kohen to his right performs the third avoda, removing ashes from the inner Mizbeach, etc., etc. So this lottery is one lottery, but it determines 13 different jobs. Actually, in some ways, it determines more than 13 jobs, because as we will see in the future, Mitzvah Hashem, some jobs on this list are actually linked to other avodos as well, but we will get there, Mitzvah Hashem, in the future. So that is the second lottery. And after the second lottery, the Mimune, the full-time Kohen in charge of lotteries, tells the Kohanim to go outside and to see if dawn has arrived. Because once dawn arrives, a number of things are going to happen in the Beis HaMikdash, including shechting the Korban Tamid. But we're waiting, not just for dawn. We are waiting for a little past dawn, for the sky to be lit up more than just the crack of dawn. And the Mishnah in Maseches Yoma Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis says that the reason we wait until past dawn is because one time during the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim thought that dawn had come, and they shechted the Korban Tamid by accident, too early. In reality, it was just a very bright moon. So because of that, we wait until we are 100% sure that dawn has arrived. And the Mishnah says in Maseches Tamid Paragimel Mishnah Beis that the language, the terminology that the Memuna uses to tell the Kohanim to go check if dawn has arrived is Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shehu BeChevron. Has the entire eastern sky lit up all the way to Chevron? Now the Yerushalmi in Maseches Yoma says that we're not really waiting for the sky to be lit up all the way to Chevron. Rather, says the Yerushalmi, we want to mention, we want to recall Zechus Avos. We want to remember the merits of our forefathers who are buried in Chevron, right in the beginning of the day when we begin our Avodah. So that is the second lottery, and next time we will see what happens when dawn comes to the Beis HaMikdash. It's almost like a starter's gun in a race, because as soon as dawn comes, a whole flurry of activity begins at the Beis HaMikdash, and we will begin looking at that flurry of activity the next time, Amir Tz Hashem. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.